بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا ومولانا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد الحبيب الأعظم، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Today is the 2nd of Shawwal, 1444, the day after Eid. Ramadan is the time we grow the tree of Taqwa. God mentions this as the very objective of the fast. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You who believe, fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may be mindful of God. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 183. Taqwa has many definitions and is usually translated as mindfulness or consciousness of God, fear and awe of Him, as well as abstention from all that displeases Him. This occurs in levels, beginning with leaving the prohibited, leaving the permissible, also known as wara or scrupulousness, and leaving the extraneous, in Arabic, zuhd. The fruits of taqwa appear in the dimensions of the self that we employ it. When a believer protects the limbs from sin, they are shielded from outward spiritual harms. When a believer protects the mind from sin, they reap divine light. When a believer protects the heart from sin, they will reap a double divine light. نورٌ على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم. Light upon light. God guides to His light whom He wills. God draws such comparisons for people. God has full knowledge of all things. Surah An-Nur, verse 35. The first level is that of true believers. The second rank is that of the elect. The highest level is that of the saintly scholars, the highest elect. Their bodies, minds, and hearts are saturated in light. Ibn Ata'illah said, Taqwa has an outer and inner reality. Its outer is the upholding of the limits of God. Its inner is intention and sincerity. Abu al-Hasan al-Zanjani said, He whose capital investment is taqwa, tongues will be incapable of describing his prophet. Now, just as important as understanding taqwa is to understand its origin. The trunk of taqwa is tawheed, Islamic monotheism, singular devotion to the one indivisible God. This is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, في الحديث المروي في الصحيحين عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من صام رمضان وفي رواية له من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Which means, whoever fasts Ramadan in faith and in hope of God's reward, all his previous sins will be forgiven. So it is that the tree of taqwa was birthed from the pollen of a beautiful flower, taken from another lofty tree, the tree of tawheed. أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء. ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء. Do you not see how God sets forth parables? A good word is like a good tree, whose root is firm and whose branches tower high in the sky. Surat Ibrahim, verse 24. The meanings in the Quran and Sunnah flow together in full coherence, and through their combined realities, they birth the living Quran. This is our tradition. Religion is not books. It's not databases. It isn't online lectures. It's that deep interaction we reinitiate with our Lord in this world, upon recognition of the intrinsic divine imprint of the primordial realm. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. When your Lord brought forth the offspring from the loins of the children of Adam and made them bear witness about themselves, saying, Am I not your Lord? And they replied, Indeed, we bear witness. Lest you should say on the day of resurrection, We were not aware of this. Surah Al-A'raf, verse 172. Religion is the merging of two fluids, the angelic transmission of revelation, that is tasawwuf, and the human transmission of spiritual intellect, that is sacred knowledge. These two parents birth the living Qur'an. Without parents, there is no life. So, what did that practically mean to me? As a young mother, I wanted to teach my children Islamic creed from an early age. My youngest was hardly 5, I think, when I made this coloring sheet. The petals are the affirmative attributes of God. The leaves are the negative attributes. The roots are verses of the Qur'an related to Tawheed. Children learn most effectively through play. Of our favorite activities together was coloring. My youngest was so small, perhaps 3, when I'd sit her on my lap and we'd color all our favorite characters, from Winnie the Pooh to Strawberry Shortcake to Ms. Spider. I never knew that it would sprout a special talent in my children. All of them are gifted artists. My father had a graceful hand. As an engineer, he often drafted architectural drawings. I was fascinated by them as a child, so I'd ask him to draw pictures for me. Later, when I interned at a school in my undergrad days, one of the ways I would teach the students was to draw them pictures. Of course, when I became a mother, you can imagine how many requests I would get. Just recently, I praised my daughter for her art, and she said to me, Don't you remember, Mama? You used to draw us beautiful pictures. Without realizing it, I inherited my father's graceful hand and passed it on to my children through the chain of blood and love. More than that, though, I transmitted the tree of Tawheed from my prophetic father, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, through the chain of blood and faith. From the pollen of that flower grew the tree of taqwa. It's not a fable of old. It's real. It's not social media influencing. It's real. It's not marketing to gain a following. It's real. It's not acting in the movie of your life. It's real. It's the living Quran. Ramadan has come to a close, but the Quran must live on with us every day. What does the Qur'an practically mean to you? The tree of Tawheed shades the entirety of the Ummah. We are the nation of La ilaha illallah. But the tree of Taqwa is its fruit, that only those who live the Qur'an through the Messenger of Allah shall bear. We are the Ummah of Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. The essence of taqwa is to live with the recognition of who we are through the Qur'anic mirror, not through the lens of a camera. For to know God, you must know yourself. And what a terrible shame it would be if all the world knew you better than yourself. This is Iman Badawi, founder of Fitra Foundation and Sayyida Nafisa Seminary, wishing you Eid Mubarak. May Allah's infinite peace and blessings be upon our Master Muhammad, his pure progeny and folk, along with his gleaming companions, illuminated inheritors, and all his loyal followers until the last day. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad, shajaratil aslin nuraniyah, wa lam'atil qabdatil rahmaniyah, wa afdalil khaliqatil insaniyah, وأشرف الصورة الجسمانية ومعدن الأسرار الربانية، وخزائن العلوم الاصطفائية، صاحب القبضة الأصلية والبهجة السنية والرتبة العلية، من اندرجت النبيون تحت لوائه فهم منه وإليه. وصلي وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه عدد ما خلقت ورزقت وأمت وأحييت، إلى يوم تبعث من أفنيت، وسلم تسليما كثيرا، والحمد لله رب العالمين.